Ohayo gozaimasu, konnichiwa, konbanwa, for whenever you're listening to the Joshi Pod, a podcast about the world of Japanese women's wrestling. Joshi Wrestling, I'm your host Eric Howard, coming to you from beautiful San Diego, California, and this episode's very special for me. It's somebody I've been wanting to have on the podcast since I started the podcast, Yuki Miyazaki from Pro Wrestling Wave. Whenever she's been on a show, I've always really enjoyed her work, and she mixes the hardcore style, the deathmatch style, the strong style, and comedy. And she's pretty technically sound as well, all that in one, and she's always one of my favorites, like I said, when she's on a show. We talk about her style of wrestling on the podcast. Again, very thankful to have met her when I was over in Japan back in November. I met Gami, who runs Pro Wrestling Wave as well. And hopefully this is the first of many from Pro Wrestling Wave that'll be on the podcast. Wanting to chat with Sakura Hirota, and hopefully that'll come along here pretty soon, and maybe the twins will make an appearance. We'll see about that. But again, this is a special one for me. This is Yuki Miyazaki from Pro Wrestling Wave. Tough woman. She again trained in the Gaia era of if you've seen the documentary, the hardcore, the kick your butt training style that happened back then. It's not around now, for better or for worse, whatever your opinion is, I'll let you keep that yourself. But yeah, she grew up trained in a different time, in a different era. But she's bridging that gap between the old school and the new school. We talk about not many people have wrestled Mio Momono and Cutie Suzuki. So she's one of the few, and she's seeing the young up-and-coming group of wrestlers, and she definitely represents the old school, the hard-nosed and tough woman that had to go through that training. I hope you enjoy the episode this week. We got more on the way. Again, very thankful for Gami and Pro Wrestling Wave for giving me the opportunity to chat with Yuki Miyazaki. This is a special one for me, guys. I hope you enjoy it, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Arigato gozaimasu. Back here at the Joshi Pod, it's my honor to welcome to the show one of the core members of Pro Wrestling Wave, Yuki Miyazaki. Thank you for joining us on the Joshi Pod.
今日のジョシポッドで、プロレスリングウェーブのコアメンバーのユキ・ミヤザキをインタビューさせていただきたいと思います。よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
So please tell us how you got involved in wrestling.
まずはレスリングに出会ったきっかけとかの話をちょっと伺いたいんですけど。
はい、親がプロレス好きで、親とまあ兄弟兄がプロレス好きで、で前は深夜に男子の団体がプロレステレビでやってて、でうちの親はプロレスと映画が好きなので、その時にワウワウがちょうど始まって、ワウワウに入って、したらそこに女子プロレスが、JWP 女子プロレスがあったので、初めてそれで、女の人もこういうのやるんだと思って、夢中になって、14歳の頃に、本当は高校とか行かなきゃいけないのに、じゃなくてプロレスやりたいなと思いました。
So she began her experience with professional wrestling because her dad enjoyed wrestling and her older brother also, and they would watch it. It used to be on broadcast on late night TV. And then she said her dad also liked movies a lot, so they subscribed to Wow Wow, which is a kind of a cable TV version at satellite in Japan, and that was the first time that she actually then saw.Female professional wrestling broadcast, and she was immediately taken by it. She was about 14 years old, and while she should have been thinking about going on to high school, she's like, "Nope, I want to do professional wrestling."
So that does she remember? Does she remember any of the wrestlers she saw on TV that stood out to her?
当時のその見た女子プロレスラーの名前とかをまだ覚えてますか？思い出の方いらっしゃいますか？
私。 が一番憧れたのは、すごいと思って、こういう人になりたいと思ったのは、尾崎真由美さん
尾
と
崎
かで
真由美
も、
was the one that she initially was really drawn to and wanted to aspire to be like.
でもダイナマイト関西さんとか、デビル雅美さんとか、すごいいっぱい大きい人とかもいて、すごい覚えてます。
There were a few very big wrestlers as well. Dynamite Ozaki,
関西？
oh, Kansai, and one more,
デビル雅美。
Devil
デボ
Miss
さん。
Nakami, or it was another one that she really liked.
So I find it interesting when people decide to watch wrestling and then to become a wrestler. What is your you said your father and your brother watched it. What does your mother think about you deciding to be a wrestler?
いつもそれを、レスリングを見て、それで、なりたいなと思う人はいますけど、それお父さんと兄は、お兄さんは、好きだったということだったけど、お母さんの方は、感想はいかがでしたか？プロレスラーになりたいということで。
もう、お母さんも、めちゃくちゃ好きだったので、私のオーディション会場っていうか、入るためのテストのやつも、お母さんついてきて、で、そこには、ダイナマイト関西さんとデビル雅美さんも、オーディションで審査する人だから、お母さんもその二人に会いたくて、そのオーディション会場に来たので、ぐらい好きなので、全然大丈夫でした。
So her mom was also a big fan, actually, of wrestling, and she went with her to the audition at the wrestling match for the audition. And actually, Dynamite Kansai and Devil Masami were both there because they were judging her tryout to become a wrestler. So her mom was really excited to be able to go and meet them as well as obviously cheering on her daughter.
That's cool. Who trained you when you first started?
それで、最初の頃に、団体に入った時から、トレーニングを、誰に教わったんでしょうか？
もう本当にダイナマイト関西さんとデビル雅美さん、あとは尾崎真由美さん、キューティー鈴木さんとかいっぱいいろんな人が見てくれました。でも主には、毎日来てくれたのはデビル雅美さんとダイナマイト関西さんです。
So there were a lot of people that were involved with it her early on in her training, but the ones that really were the main day-to-day training that she got was with Dynamite Kansai and Devil Masami. A couple of others, Cutie Suzuki was another one who was there some of the times as well as Ozaki, but it was really Dynamite and Devil Masami that were the two main.
Were you starstruck when you're training against the people you used to watch on TV?
それで、練習の時とかは、もうすごく憧れてて、もう戸惑ったりとかしてましたか？そういう、テレビで最初から見てた人たちは、一緒に、練習はできることって、すごかった。
嬉しかったんですけど、練習が厳しいので、そんな余裕もなかったです。
She was really, really excited and thrilled to have that experience, but, as she's training, she didn't have the room or the bandwidth to be excited about that. And it was really tough training and really rigorous training. So she had
All
to
right.
focus on that.
So we see documentaries like the Gaia Girls documentary and the movies and see just the horrors of Joshi training. Was that how training was for you?
いろんなドキュメンタリーとかを見たりとかするんですけれども、それで厳しい面をよく映る練習の時とかは、そんなに激しかったでしょうか？宮崎さんの場合は。
ちょうどそうですね。あれぐらいですね。そのドキュメンタリーぐらいの頃ですね。
Yes, it was just as tough as you see in the documentaries. That was when she was doing the training as well, so.
I would have quit on the first day. How did you
Yeah.
not quit?
自分だったら初日でもやめちゃ やめちゃったでしょうと。それで、やめずに、続けたって、どうやってや、続けられたんでしょうか。
同期っていう同じ時に入ったメンバーが7人ぐらいいたので、みんなで助け合って仲間、その同期の仲間っていうので頑張れました。
She said there were about seven of wrestlers that joined at the same time as you, including her, that joined at the same time. So it was really getting close with them, building bonds with them, them helping each other out was what really kind of got them through the tough times.
Who were some of the other people that were training with you? Are they still, did they last in the business?
その同期は、まだ続けてる方はいらっしゃいますか？それとも名前とかも教えていただけますか？
その JWP の同期は、倉垣翼。
倉垣翼 was one of the JWP teammates.
でも、その、ガイアっていう団体と、仲が JWP は良くて、その、一
They
緒に
also
ね、
had a good relationship with the Gaia organization.
となると、里村芽衣子とか、加藤園子とか、長島千佳代。
もう一回ごめんなさい。すみません。もう一回名前をお願いします。
里村芽衣子。
畑村芽衣子。
メイコ・サタムラ。
里村芽衣子。
サタムラ、え、はい、はい。はい。So, it's I have a hard time asking this question. What's it like to get beat up every single day in training and come back the next day? How is your mindset to do that every day?
これは、ちょっと、聞きにくいところなんですけど、毎日はボコボコされて、練習の時はボコボコされて、で、それでまた、翌日に、また、それを待ってるのを分かった上には、まだ来ることは、そういう、どうやって、精神的には、そういう、どうやって、耐えられたのか。
プロレスがしたい、プロレスがやりたいから、で、例えば殴られたりすることも、もうなんか当たり前のような、それが普通だから、なんていうのかな、難しいな。殴られるのは嫌なんだけど、でもプロレスがしたかったからですかね。
She said it's kind of difficult to explain, but above anything, she wanted to be a professional wrestler. So that comes with getting punched, that comes with getting hurt. And so even though she doesn't like that part of it, she knows that that's part of being a wrestler, and there wasn't anything that was going to keep her from being a professional wrestler.
How long after you started training did you have your first match?
練習と、訓練の始めてからは、どのぐらい時間経って最初のマッチがありましたか？
1年ですかね。
It was about a year.
Did you have to pass a test before they let you have a match?
それでマッチに出る前に、また試験とか、テストとかはありましたか？
ありました。プロテストって言って、普通の練習だけを、デビューするために、プロテストっていうのがあって、それを受けました。
There, in order to have your debut match, you have to take a pro, what they call a pro test. And so, yes, she had to take that pro test before she could have her debut match.
Most people, including myself, don't know what entails in the pro test. What do you have to do in the pro test?
で、プロテストっていうのはあまりよくは知らないですけれども、それについてちょっと何が行うか、起こるかっていうことを教えていただけますか？
基礎体とか、スクワットとか、腕立て伏せとか、いろいろ、もちろんそれはできてるのは当たり前で、まだ、オーディションの時はできなくても、やる気持ちが大事、ハートが大事だったんですけ
So
ど、
kind of with the original audition, you might not need to know how to do anything yet, but you've got the desire to do it and the heart to do it. So that was enough to get you in from the audition perspective into the group to start training. But
だけど、プロテストは、完璧にできてなきゃいけなくて、それプラス、受け身、バンプとかもしっかり、あと、人に投げられたりとかしても、まだすごい簡単な投げ技とかを受けても大丈夫な体になってるっていうのを見せなきゃいけなくて。
So with the protest, then she had to do, kind of the standard, the basic, forms, if you will, squats and things like that. But then also, some simple throws and being thrown, how to take the hits, and proving that you and showing that you have, built up the strength in your body to take that, physicality of it is something that you had to be able to show that you were proficient at.
Do you know if they still do that to today?
いまだにそういうプロテストはまだ行ってますか？
はい、ウェブでもやってます。
Yes, Wave and others are still doing the protest.
Are you now a judge on the protest?
じゃあ今は、プロテストの時の、審査、鑑定する方に立ってますか？
そうです。はい。私も、審査してます。
Yes, she does. Monitor and observe the tests.
Are you as hard as a judge as you were judged when you took your test?
じゃあ、当時のプロテストの時の審査された時と同じぐらいに厳しく見てますか？
ああ、どうなのと、うーん。うん、どうかな、もしかしたらちょっと優しい、受け身は、やっぱりちゃんと取れないと、死んでしまったりしちゃうから、頭打ったりとかしちゃうから、そういうのはしっかり見ますけど、
So you said kind of maybe a little bit easier on it, but there's some things that you have to be able to take the falls, take the hits, because it's really dangerous. And I mean, you could get hurt, you could die if you're not, if you're not prepared physically for it. So she has to watch that really carefully, of course.
Who were some of the wrestlers you that impressed you when you first started wrestling? That you wrestled against?
デビュー後の、賞金の時に、相手で、選手とかは、すごく、印象的には残ってる人とか、あ、この人はすごいなと思った人はいらっしゃいましたか？
今は、いろんな選手がいろんな、団体に出たりしてるんですけど、昔って、私が JWP だったら JWP の中での試合しかしたことなくて、で、ちょっとずつ外に出ていったときは、誰だろうな。でもやっぱりうちの団体、その時の JWP の団体の中で、福岡ひかりさんっていう選手がいて、で、
福
その
岡？
福岡ひかり、その人は、すごいなと思ってます。
So when she was first wrestling, most of the matches were all done within the JWP organization, right? They didn't have, cross organization matches as much. So every once in a while, there would be things that would happen outside of the organization, but within the group that she was in, the JWP, Fukuoka Hikari was one who really stood out for her.
So watching it on TV and actually doing it, was it harder than you thought, or was it kind of what you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, やりだしたら、テレビで見たときと比較すると、思ったより 難しかった？それとも思った通りの難しかったような感じだったでしょうか？
ああ。
レスリングするのは。
プロレスはすごい難しくて、未だにちゃんと自分が、私の思う通りにお客さんに見られてるかはわからない。
She
まだ。
said it's definitely very, very difficult. even today, she's not sure that she's able to deliver the performance that the fans want to see from her. She doesn't necessarily feel that all the time.
So you can learn moves and know how to wrestle, but you have to learn how to become a professional wrestler and do the whole performance. How long did it take you to get comfortable from knowing the moves to becoming an all-around professional wrestler?
その基礎体と技とかを学ぶことは、まあ一つだけど、それだけじゃなくて、それでまたその全体的の、まあエンターテインメントの感もあるじゃないですかね。それを、含めて、ちゃんと、まあ、発揮できるような感じになるまでは、どのぐらい時間かかりましたか？その全体的には、そのレスリングの、まあ、得意技とかはだけじゃなくて、それを全体的な、完成感が出来上がったまでの。
なんか昔は私のその試合に対してしか考えられなかったけど、その興行、プロレスの興行全体のことを考えられるようになったのは10年ぐらいですかね。
She said that, initially when she started it, all it took all of her effort to focus on just her match and her ability to wrestle, but in order to be able to put it together into the bigger piece, the bigger see the bigger picture with everything while she's wrestling, and she said it took about 10 years for her to be able to do that.
Wow. What are some of the venues or cities you enjoy wrestling in the most?
一番好きな、まあ、レスリングするときの、一番、試合があるところとか、まあ、ベニューというか、街とか、どこが、一番行きたがるところでしょうか。
どこかな？北海道とかですかね。
She said, I really like going to Hokkaido.
Why is that?
で、その理由は何でしょう。
なんか名古屋、大阪、仙台ぐらいだったら、日帰りで帰れちゃうけど、もうちょっと遠いところに行くと、ちゃんと、なんていうのかな、休めて試合ができるっていうか、ちゃんと望めるとか、試合のことを考えれる。いつもバスで移動とかなので、
She
大
said that
阪。
if it's Nagoya, Osaka, or even Sendai, it's kind of, a day trip out and back. But with ones that are a little bit further out, since they traveled by bus, you'd have more time to be able to mentally prepare and kind of get the image of the show that you wanted to do, the match that you wanted to have.
Do you have any fun road stories at all?
じゃあ、そのロードトリップ、旅の、バスの旅の、面白い、楽しい話はありますでしょうか？
Who were the troublemakers?
悪さを起こす人たちは誰だったでしょう？
ひろたさくらっていう
広田さくら。
供2人も一緒に来るので、そのバスの、私の団体のバスなので、選手がいっぱい乗るんですけど、それに子供2人、今5歳の子供が2人乗るので、もうその2人がもうあっち、もう大変です。
She said that, 広田
さくら。
さくら、 has her two kids. They're 5 years old now. She brings them with her when they travel on the bus. So it's a lot of wrestlers and then the two kids that are going kind of going crazy on the bus.
I've seen in that shows running around going crazy. What I thought was adorable when I saw her, Sakura, at the show was her daughter was sitting on her lap and they were watching the wrestling matches together. I thought that was pretty neat to see.
とても可愛いなと思ったのは、ヒロト選手の子供2人が膝の上には座って一緒に観戦してましたと。
And the son was running wild.
で、息子の方が暴れまくってたんですね。でもすごい可愛いんです。可愛いけど、今の時期は男の子がもう大変です。女の子は大丈夫だけど。
They are very cute, but the boy at his age right now, he's got a lot of energy and he's kind of tough to deal with at times.
Just give him a little, give him one of these. All right. So I was watching YouTube and I was watching a match of yours in 2010. It was a tag team match and you're wrestling against Jun Kasai. And everyone is wearing long pants. And you have your normal wrestling gear on. You are the toughest one in the match.
YouTube の, ビデオで見てて、2010年のマッチ、タグチームのマッチを見たことあるんですけども、それで相手はジュン・カサイだったと、確かだと思うんですけど、それはそのマッチでは他の選手はみんなは長いズボンが入ってた、長いパンツは入ってたんだけど、宮崎さんだけが、いつもの、レストリングギアを着てたということで、それは、ちょっと思い出、覚えてるんですけど、それを、その街の中でも一番強かったのは、間違いなくは宮崎さんでしたね。
Did you not have a pair of pants to wear?
それで長いズボンはなかったんですか？履くものはなかったんですか？
まず本当は足の付け根にも血管が太い血管があるので本当は隠さなきゃいけなくて当日私がそのコスチュームでやるって言ったら、周りはみんな止めたんですけど、でも、私はこの格好で、試合したいって言って、無理やり出ました。
She said that, on that day, they were actually, she was, just to cover up her, her blood vessels and stuff in certain areas, that they said that she needed to wear longer costume, but she said, "Nope, I want to wrestle in my normal gear, and I'm gonna go out in that. And I'm gonna wrestle."
I was right. She was the baddest ass in the match. So, do you ever watch your old matches? I'm curious. Do you ever go back on like YouTube or and look at some of the old matches you've had?
過去のマッチをYouTube だったりとかって見ることはありますか？
見ます。
僕。Yes, she does regularly.
で、自分の試合じゃなくても、すごい勉強してます、まだ。
She said not even just her own matches, but she likes to watch other matches as well because it's a great opportunity to study and to learn.
Can you still watch as a fan, or do you watch it only as a wrestler now?
じゃあ、今見るときは、ファンとして見れますか？それとも、選手の目でしか見れないんですか？
選手の目でしか見れないですね。
She said she can only watch as a wrestler now.
You were the only woman in that match that I saw. Do you enjoy wrestling against the guys?
で、そのタッグチームのマッチでは、宮崎さんだけ女子レスラーだったんですけど、それは男と戦うのも好きですか？
男と戦うのも好きなんですけど、私の、初めてのデスマッチだったので、私と組んだのが、 伊藤隆二っていう選手で、すごい仲良かったし、デスマッチもすごいやってる人だし、あと相手の笠井純ともう一人沼澤邪気っていうのも、そのタッグチームも、すごいデスマッチが上手い人なので、その、あのカードがやりたかった、あの試合がやりたかったので、お願いして、OK になって試合できました。
She said she does enjoy wrestling against men as well. For that match in particular, her partner was Ito Ryuji, and they were going against, as you mentioned, Jun Kasai, and Jun's partner was Umazawa Jaki, I think was the name, and said that all of those wrestlers are really strong with death matches. She said this was her first death match, and she really wanted to to participate in that match itself. So she asked if she could be in that match. So that was really fun for her.
What makes you want to be in a death match?
The death match をやりたいというのは何のきっかけでしょうかね。
この沼澤邪気っていうのが、ファイアーデスマッチをやるときに、裏の控え室で、そのファイアーデスマッチが怖すぎて、なんか、なんていうのかな、ちょっと頭おかしくなって、笑ってたんですよ。その、多分恐怖が強すぎて、ちょっと頭がおかしく、でも試合はちゃんとやるんですよ。試合はちゃんとやるんだけど、その行く前までに怖すぎて、なんか変な笑いをしてて、一人で
笑って。笑うのは宮崎さんだったっていうことですか？
その試合、それより前に、ファイアデスマッチの時に。で、なんでそんなに怖いのにやるんだろうって、で、その恐怖、怖いことの向こうにある楽しさってなんだろうってすごく疑問に思ってやりたくなりました。
So, she said that she'd watched a different match, a fire death match that Nozawa, had been in. She was watching it from like the green room behind, you know, before they went out. And she said it was like so much fear that it just kind of turned into laughter about it. And so that kind of that dichotomy of what's on the other side of the fear and how do I, you know, experience that? How do I get to understand what that is? Was a really strong feeling that kind of made her want to be in the death match.
So my mom would say, oh, don't hit my baby with the light tubes, and would freak out. What does your family think about you getting hit over the head with light tubes?
Light tubes, meaning like fluorescent lights?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. エリックのお母さんだったら、私の、赤ちゃんを、頭でぶつけないでとかって言うんでしょうけど、それを自分のお母さんは、それで頭、で、そういうもので、系統、ライトで、ぶつけたりとかっていうことはどう思いますか？
お母さんは、どう思ってるんですかね。体には気をつけてねぐらいしか言わないです。
She's not really quite sure what she's thinking, but probably no more than just be safe and don't get hurt.
So, any regrets from doing death matches, or would you still like to do some more?
Death matchをやることで、後悔してるとか反省してるところはありますか？それともこれからまたやりたいと思ってますか？
もうデスマッチとかハードコアは、もうやりたいですね。何回でもやりたいです。
She said, absolutely want to continue. Many times as possible would be great.
So you're able to blend the hard-hitting style and the comedy style together. Is that, and you do it so very well, is that taught in training or do you learn that over time just in the ring?
そのレスリングのスタイルでは、すごくハードで戦う面と、そのコ
コメディの場面も、うまく混ぜて、ショーを出し、やってるという感じなんですけれども、それは練習するものですか？それとも経験で積んできたものだけでしょうか？
まあ、経験ですね、というか、なんか、プライベートと、その試合の時が全然別の人もいるんですけど、私とか広田さくらとかって多分このままの感じが全部試合に出てると思うので、あんまりそのプライベートも試合の時も変わらないので、そもそもの性格がすごい出ちゃってるんだと思います。
うん、She said that she and Hirota Sakura is another one, but they're kind of in private or when they're wrestling, there's not really a big change in who they are and how they present themselves. So it's kind of their true self is coming out in the wrestling. So it's just something that, yeah, it kind of comes with experience from doing it, but it's more just who she is and sharing that personality at all times, no matter where she's at.
So you're really mean in real life.
じゃあ本当は怖い厳しい人っていうことですよね。
確かにコミカルに混ざりますよね。真面目というか。
She's serious, maybe. Be the right word to use.
It's a joke.
冗談ですね。
So the flames in your outfit, they're similar to Wing Kanemura.And you even do the Wing Kanemura dance. He's clearly an influence on you. Tell me why he's an influence on you.
じゃあコスチュームでもフレームまあ、ヒノがあるということは、Kanemura さんに、
うん、
に影響は受けてる印象があるんですけれども、それはどうですか？それちょっと聞いてもいいですか？
私とハイビスカスミーっていうの選手が、タッグチームで名前をつけよう、タッグチームの名前をつけようって時に、私とハイビスカスミーは結構女子の中でも、その金村金太郎と仲良くて、で、金村金太郎が昔、ブリーフブラザーズっていうのを組んでて、で、まあちょっと私も冗談で、じゃあブリーフシスターズっていうのを作ってもいいって言ったら、心よく OK してくれて、で、そのブリーフシスターズの時は、その金村金太郎のテーマ曲も使っていいし、その今のコスチュームも、金村金太郎がもともと、作ってた人にデザインしてもらったのも全部門村健太郎が手配してくれたり、確かにデスマッチとかハードコアに門村健太郎の影響は受けて、まあ、もちろんめちゃくちゃいて、で、だからですかね、その、もう私が門村健太郎のブリーフシスターズとして名を継ぐみたいな。
So...absolutely, from death matches and everything, Kanemura Kintaro has been an influence in her wrestling. She made a combination with Hibiscus Mi,
mm-hmm.
For tag team matches. Kanemura Kintaro had been in a team that was called the Brief Brothers. So jokingly, she kind of asked, hey, so what if we did the Brief Sisters?And they got the okay to do that. And so, they were able to form that team with Hibiscus Mi. As far as the costume and stuff as well, Kanemura Kintaro introduced and takes care of, coordinates for the costume design, the same person. So, yeah, absolutely.
Does she like doing the dance?
その踊りも好きですか?
No.
So you brought up a name, Hibiscus Mi, and we had talked about Sakura Hirota earlier, and yourself as well. You three steal the show, I think, on a lot of shows you are on, being the veterans. Tell me about what makes Hibiscus Mi special and then what makes Sakura Hirota special.
じゃ宮崎さんと、ハイビスクスミーと、ヒロトサクラ、その3人でも、ベテラン選手でもあるので、必ず、ショーでは、一番、輝いてると思いますけれども、それは、ハイビスクスミーとサクラヒロタの、ちょっと、話をちょっと、それぞれの聞いてもいいでしょうか。
あ、もう、はい、大丈夫です。あ、ヒロタ、サクラは、すごく仲良くなったのは、まあ、ウェーブに入ってからなんですけど、なんかやっぱり子供を産んで、またプロレスラーに戻ってきて、まあ、結婚の相談愚痴もいっぱい聞いたり、で、子供、何の話だ？試合？
Eric, is related to the matches or just what it's like to work with Hirota-san and
well, you know, they've both, all three of them have spanned generations in wrestling. Why are they still so good in modern day wrestling?
その歴が長いということで、だけどまだ、今らには結構強いのは なぜこんなに強く、みんな3人とも、残ってるじゃないんですけど、それまだや、
All of their matches are more memorable than a lot of the matches where these women are doing a bunch of crazy moves. But yet, Sakura Hirota, Hibiscus Me, in her matches are the ones you remember at the end of the night.
最終的に結局は印象に残るとか記憶に残るのは宮崎さん、ヒロトさんとヘビスクスミーのマッチじゃないですかねっていうことで、それはどうやって そんなに強く
なんか
印象は
みんなそれぞれ3人ともなんて言うんですかね。
It's a difficult question to answer, yeah.
ちょっと難しい質問でしょうね、けど。
でも、試合を勝ちたいって選手、勝利したいっていう選手ってたくさんいて、強さを見せたい選手とか、なんかいろいろある中で、私たち3人は、試合を見て、その後、ファンの人が試合を見て、その後みんなで居酒屋とかに行ってお酒飲みながら、あの人面白かったねっていうのに印象残る選手になりたいってそれぞれ3人が思ってて、みんなでもそうやって思ってる選手はいっぱいいるけど、それよりも勝つことを大事にしてる選手とか、なんかその中で別に負けても全然負けることに怖がってない3人だからだと思います。
So, you know, everybody kind of wants to show how strong they are in the ring, right? In their matches. Everybody kind of wants to win. So a lot of wrestlers focus on showing their strength or on winning above anything else. But she says the three of them, all, of course they want to do that. But even more important than that is to put on a show, to wrestle in a way that afterwards, when people go out to the bars and drink and talk about it afterwards, and they'll without a doubt say, that was an amazing match. Yeah. They want to be wrestlers that deliver that to the fans. And she thinks that that's probably one of the things that makes them different.
I did that exact thing in Kabukicho when I was there.
Eriko はそのまま歌舞伎町でそういう話をしたりとかしてたんですよね。試合後に。
So in 2016, you got to travel to Mexico. Tell me about that experience going to Mexico, please.
2016年にはメキシコに旅をすることができたので、そのメキシコでレスリングの経験についてちょっとお話してください。
メキシコは、メキシコ行ったのはね、 いや、でも、1999年に行きました。で、そっか、それでそっちだ。2回行った、2回目ですね。メキシコには前も行ってて、半年行ってたことがあって、そこで、試合してたので、そこに抜擢されたんだと思います。アジャコング、宮崎ゆき、夏すみれっていうので行ったんですけど、
So,
前
yes,
に、
she's. I'm sorry. どうぞどうぞ。
生かして、とかですかね。
So, she said she actually had been twice. She went for the first time in 1999.
Oh, okay.
But then the one that she think you're asking this question about is in 2016. She said it was about 6 months that she was there with a couple of other wrestlers.
Natsu and Aja Kong, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about just traveling and wrestling in front of a non-Japanese audience. What's that experience like?
じゃあ、感染者、見てる人たちは、日本人ではない、外国人のファンの前にレスリングする経験は、日本でいることと違うところをちょっと、教えていただけますか？どうだった？
なんかお客さんがもっと楽しんでる。すごくメキシコとかは海外はお客さんがすごい楽しんでプロレスを見てる気がするけど、やっぱ日本はすごいカメラマンがずっと写真撮ってたり、あと、なんていうのかな、そのプロレスの、なんていうのかな、じっくり見る人が多い。もっと楽しいのにって思っちゃう。
So, one of the big differences overseas, Mexico as well as any other foreign countries, the fans that come to watch are much more vocal, much more energetic while watching the matches than in Japan. In Japan, you get a lot of people who are taking photographs or just kind of calmly sitting there and really watching the matches, really carefully. But it seems like overseas the fans are having a lot more fun, enjoying themselves a bit more.
Yeah, I've gone to Mexico and watched them. They're blowing horns. They're got this sound makers and stuff. Do you kind of wish a little bit of that would carry over into Japan for the audiences?
自分でもメキシコに見に行ったことあって、それもラッパーを使ったりとか、トランペットみたいな音を出したりとかっていうことは結構騒いでるんですよね。で、それ、宮崎さんは、それ、ちょっとだけでも、行動は、日本のファンでも、やってほしいでしょうかね。そういうような騒ぎ方。
私が行ったその1999年とかは、まだ携帯とかがなかったので、あったけど、カメラついてるのとかなかったので、今、でもその2016年に行った時も、でもやっぱりみんなそんな携帯で撮るわけでもなくて、騒いでたので、まあなんか、難しいですよね。でも、Twitter とかに載せてもらうためには、やっぱり、いっぱいみんなに知ってもらうためには、そういうカメラで撮って、ツイッターに載せてもらって、いろんな人が見れるところに残るのは嬉しいんですけど、なんかお酒飲みながら、わーとか言って大騒ぎしてほしいって思ってます。
She said that there's it's really important, the people that the fans that are taking pictures and right, they're posting on Twitter and other social media. So it kind of amplifies the spreading of the news, the word about the wrestling as well. So that's critically important. But yeah, she's having a beer while you're watching, or cheering out loud, being a little bit more crazy, something that she certainly would enjoy seeing the fans in Japan have more of as well.
Have you ever been booed in Japan?
日本の試合ではブーイングされたことありますか？
おー、ブ
ブ
ーイング。ブーイングないですね。
No, no, she hasn't.
I'm gonna go next time and boo you when I go watch you in Japan.
次回は見に行くときはやってやるよって。
Everybody will look at me like I'm the crazy American.
だったら間違いなくエリコは変な外人だと見られるんでしょうね。
そうそう。
One thing I think so special about you is that you kind of bridge a gap between the old school and the new school. I mean, not many people have wrestled Cutie Suzuki and Mio Momono. From your perspective, how has wrestling changed from when you started to now?
宮崎さんは本当にユニークな選手だと思いますよね。オールドスクール、と今の新しい現代のもうその渡ってる橋の役割を果たしてると思いますけど、それをね、キューティースズキとかミオモモのとも戦ったりとかということも経験もあるので、それはごく少ない選手のはずですよね、うん、それはどうですか、そういう感想は。
ああ、でも昔の厳しくて何かあったらすぐ殴るとか、まあ、あの時代はあの時代でそれでよかったんですけど、今はそんなのは全然なくて、でもそれですごくいい環境になってきたと思うし、それで伸び伸びああやってモモのみたいに試合できる子もどんどん増えてきたので、なんかとてもいい時代になったと思います。
You said it absolutely was tough back in the day, but you know, progress continues to be made. There's a lot of room for a lot of different types of wrestlers now, and opportunities for the younger, newer wrestlers to make their way and place in wrestling as well. So she thinks it's continue to improve over time.
Who are some of the younger wrestlers, the newer generation wrestlers you enjoy working with?
じゃあ今の現代の新しい選手の中では誰かが一緒に戦うとか一緒にやることは楽しみにしているとかっていうことは今ありますか？
楽しみにしてることはいっぱいありますよ。今すごいいろんないい選手とか出てきて、なんか本当桃野美桜なんて本当天才だと思うし、橋本千尋とかもすごく強くていい選手だし、あとはアスカ日本の方のアスカっていう選手とかも、うん、すごくて、こんな私結構27年ぐらいやってるけど、試合勝てる気がしないんで、やっぱりすごいなと思います。
She said that there are definitely a lot of wrestlers, young wrestlers that she really enjoys.
Chihiro, Hashimoto. Momono,
Mio, Chihiro, Hashimoto is another one. Asuka is another one. She said she's been wrestling for 27 years now, and some of these wrestlers she doesn't think that she could beat, on any given day.
I don't know. I think you could still beat them.
It's not this show.
So tell me about Kohaku, is the new to the Wave team. Tell me about Kohaku. I think she's really, really good.
Wave のチームの新しく入ってきた Kohaku 選手について自分の評価ではすごく強いなと思うんですけど、印象はそうですけど、ちょっと宮崎さんの感想はいかがでしょうか。
琥珀はすごく練習も誰よりもやってるし、そうですね、すごくいい選手だと思います。でもなんかその感情の表現が私はまだまだ足りないなと思っていて、まだ21歳だからか、なんて言うんだろうな。
She said that, yeah, Kohaku absolutely is very, very good. She's
in there practicing more than anybody else, any other wrestler. She's practicing harder. One thing is she's still young. She's only 21, so she's still got room to work on her ability to express her emotions and things in the ring. Mm-hmm.
だからまだその怒りの感情とか勝ちたいっていう感情はすごくわかるけど、プロレスって自分の中の感情を全部出さなきゃいけないから、なんかもっとやっぱりでもそれはもう経験でしか出せないことだと思うけど、なんかなんていうのかな、でもよ
あ、ごめんなさい、最後聞こえなか
った。すごくでもなんか比べてはダメだけど、前のところよりは良くなってると思います。大人になって、うん、考えがちょっと頭が良くなってきたのかな。
So yeah, she's definitely really good at showing when she's angry or when she's, upset at something, and that's important. But as a wrestler, you got to be able to share all of your emotions and be able to show all of your emotions in there. And so that's something that really comes with more experience. And while she's not, comparing it or, comparing her, severely, but as over time, you can tell that she's getting better at that already. So.
Mm-hmm. So I met you at the bar that Wave runs with Gami. There's a lot of foreign fans right now in Japan. Please tell us a little bit about the bar that the team runs with Wave.
エリックはWaveが経営しているバーではお会いしたことあるんですけども、それは今日本でもいっぱい外国から来てるファンの方はいらっしゃるんですので、それを Wave のバーについてちょっとお話聞いてもいいでしょうか。
はい、大丈夫です。
Tell us the name and where it's located, if she kind of give us an idea.
名前とそのバーの場所はどの辺にあるかとかってちょっと説明していただけますか。
はい、歌舞伎町チャンスっていうお店の名前で、チャンスっていうお店の名前で、歌舞伎町の区役所通りのバッティングセンターの前のフグ屋さんの4階にあります。
The bar's name is called Chance.
Bar Chance, yeah.
In Kabukicho. It's near the Kabukicho City Hall Street, if you will. Near the batting, it's in kind of in front of the batting cages. There's a fugu restaurant, a pufferfish, blowfish restaurant. On the fourth floor of that building is where the bar is.
Yeah, I really encourage people to go. It's fun to go to the bars run by the wrestlers. It's a real good time. And if you don't speak Japanese, Gami speaks Spanish. So I spoke to Gami in Spanish when I was there.
Yeah, エリコはいつも勧めをしてるんですよね。その先週の経営しているバーにぜひその外国から来てるファンでも行った方がいいよと、いい経験になるよと。で、日本語は話せなくてもチャンスではガミさんは一応スペイン語は話せるということで、それエリックが行った時はスペイン語で話をしてましたと。
そうそう、ちょっと私もちょっとだけ、ガミさんもちょっとだけ喋れる。
宮崎さんも can also speak a little bit of Spanish.
Gami scares me. Is she scary in real life?
Gami さんは怖いんですね。本当に怖いですか？それとも格好してるんですかね？
そんな日本で言うとああいう感じを大阪のおばちゃんって言います。
in Japanese, you'd explain her as she's kind of the aunt from Osaka.
Okay. So training now is different than training it was when you started. Give me two or three names of current wrestlers you think that could have hung in with you guys in the old school style of training.
じゃあ現代の練習とか訓練の方のやり方は当時のデビューした当時にの練習とかなり 変わっているという認識でいるんですけれども、現在の新しい選手は、過去の時代でもちゃんと頑張って、ついてこられた方は何人かの名前は挙げていただけますか？
今の時代の子が過去にやってた練習をできるかな、みんな。
I'm not sure if they can really do it, what we had to go through.
I agree.
私も同感ですね。
本当にスクワット 1,000回とかやってたので。
They used to have to do 1,000 squats.
The Hindu squats, like that.
Yeah.
You understand more English than you let on, don't you?
英語は、だいぶわかってるんですよね。
ああ、いや、そんな全然わかんない。ちょっとしか、ちょっともわかんない。
I don't understand anything. Just a little bit.
All right, so I like to ask these questions to everybody. What is your...least favorite thing about being a wrestler?
これからの質問はみんなに聞く質問なんですので、まずはプロ選手として一番好きじゃないことは何でしょう？
プロレスについて？
プロレスラーとして活動とか練習だったりとか一番嫌なことは何でしょうかねっていうか。
嫌なこと？嫌なことってなんだろうな。なんか私そういうのをずっとなんかこううまいことをすり抜けてきたので、なんかなんだろうな。
She says she's really having a hard time thinking of something because she's through her career she's been able to kind of if there's ever been anything she didn't really like she's able to wiggle around it and make her way through it without too much trouble.
What's your favorite thing about being a wrestler?
じゃあ、それだ、大丈夫で、一番好きなことは何でしょう？レスラーでいることは。
でも、なんかやっぱり、試合することって、なんていうんですかね、自分の快感とかだと思うんですよね。精神的な快感の部分だったりとか、それにお客さんがちょうど自分のテンションがマックスになった時にお客さんもすごい盛り上がってくれたりとかすると、なんていうんですか、興奮するというか、うん、なのでプロレスしてることが一番好きなことで、プロレスをお客さんに見せてることが一番の好きなことだと思います。
She said being a professional wrestler and being able to share that with the fans is her favorite thing about it. She's able to be really free when she's wrestling, and as her tension goes up, as she gets more excited and about it, if it is able to be matched by the fans, it's really a great release for her and enjoys it thoroughly.
After 27 years, do you still get excited right before you walk out the curtain to go to the ring?
でも27年もやってきたところで、いまだにリングに入る直前にまだ興奮するんですか？
なんか特にだから今はハードコアとかデスマッチやるときはすっごい興奮してます。
She's absolutely, particularly when she's doing the death matches and the hardcore.Kind of wrestling. She gets really excited about that.
If someone's never seen you wrestle before, what are some matches you would suggest they go to see the best of you, Kimiyazaki?
Yeah, まだファンが今ポッドキャストに聞いてる方は、Miyazaki さんのレスリングをまだ見たことないのであれば、なんか過去のマッチでこれを見るべしっていうことはありますか ?YouTube とかで見るものは。
いやでも私最近そのハードコアとかいろいろやってる今年の私の中のハードコアとかデスマッチは私の中で本当見てほしいのだったりしますね。
She said that this year the hardcore and the death matches that she's done this year are ones that she really would like people to see.
So, one more question, sorry. The, The deathmatch wrestlers, their scars on their body are almost like a badge of honor. Do you kind of see it that way as well? The scars you get from death matches?
あの、デスマッチに、あの、やる選手は、体中に、あの、傷だらけになったりとかっていうことだけど、それは、あの、誇りに持ってるような、あの、証拠みたいなものでも取られるんですけども、それは、あの、宮崎さんの考えはどうでしょうかね。
あの、まあ、傷残るの、勲章、背中とかにやっぱりいっぱいあって、あ、でも私、ここら辺、これはまたあれなんだけど、ここのとこ。
She's got one on her chin that kind of is a scar. She said a lot of people get them on their backs as well, but she said she's got one on her chin that is kind of a scar that she's got.
けど、でもやっぱりなんか、もし知らない人が、例えば海とかプールとか行って、どんな風に思うんだろうって思います。
Mm. But at the same time, that's part of what happens with the wrestling and the death matches and things like that. But she said she can understand, she wonders what people might think if they don't know her and they see her at the beach or at a pool or something like that and wondering how did you get those scars? So,
crazy wrestling lady.
例えばあのエリックならわかるだろうけど、セラと鈴木すずとかでプールとか行ったらなんか病気かと思われちゃう。
Mm, she said you'd probably understand like Sarah?
It's a Sarah, yeah.
And Suzuki, yeah. Suzuki, if they go to the pool, and people like think, oh, they got a lot of scars from, you know, where they get them.
Yeah. last thing, any message for your English speaking fans out there?
じゃあ最後の質問ですけど、その。あの英語圏のファンの皆さんに伝えたいメッセージは何かありますか？
そうですね、今 YouTube とかでもプレスリングウェーブとか、いろんな日本の女子をいっぱい知ってもらいたいです。私のこと見てではなくて、本当にいい選手がすごいたくさんいるので、ね、いつか私もアメリカとか海外でまた試合したいと思ってるので、琥珀もすごいしたいって言ってて、でも一人じゃ不安だって言ってるので、一緒に行けたらなと思ったりもしてるので、その時はぜひ会いに来てください。
So there's lots of opportunities now with, you know, YouTube and other things to be able to watch matches. Not just my matches, not Miyazaki-san's matches, right? But, you know, there's a lot of great wrestlers out there. So lots of things to be able to watch and see. And Kohaku is wanting to go overseas to be able to wrestle. She's kind of, you know, nervous about going on her own. So, you know, if she can go with her, then, you know, we'd like to go overseas and be able to wrestle overseas. So she definitely wants all the fans to come and watch if they're able to make it to a show near them overseas.
Yeah, subscribe to Pro Wrestling Waves YouTube channel. I'll put all the social media links on the show notes so people can follow Yuki on Twitter and all the other social media platforms. So the last thing I'm going to say about her is one of my favorite matches. I showed her a video when I was in Japan of a comedy spot where she's chopping. There's like they're sitting in chairs in a circle and they're chopping each other, and Rina Yamashita gets the worst chops all the time, and it's just brilliant comedy that they kind of go back and forth, and Rina Yamashita is the one that always gets chopped in the end. I showed her the video when I was over there.
ジョシポッドの、あのコメントのところにも、あの SNS とかの、あの情報をシェアさせていただきますので、みんなそのリンクも見たりとかということをしてくださいと、あの YouTube のビデオ の, あのホームページもあのアップしますので、で、あの最後にあのシェアしたいストーリーを一つあって、それはあの今回日本にいた時でも、あの宮崎さんにもビデオをシェアしたと思いますけど、あの何人かあのリング上であの椅子に座ってて、あの チョップをやり、うん、回ってたところで、うん、で、山下さんが、いつも一番ひどいチョップを受けたのは、それを繰り返し繰り返しだったと、すごく面白いコメディ、すごくいいコメディの場面ですね。
In the same match, later on, she pile drives a girl through a table. So that's the comedy and the hardcore that Miyazaki is all about, and that's why I love her so much.
Miyazaki さんはその同じマッチでそういうコメディの場面があったけど、その後はテーブルを壊して、パイルドライバーをやって、選手を壊して、投げちゃったと。だからそのハードコアの面とコメディの面をうまく混ぜ合って、すごく楽しい、見るのは。
うん。ありがとうございます。
Thank you so much for being on the podcast today. You're one of my favorites. I'm so very thankful to have a chance to speak with you.
今日は本当に時間を作っていただいてありがとうございます。女子ポッドにも出ていただいて光栄です。
ありがとうございます。